You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Welcome everyone to the 1001 History Challenge. This is your host, John Hagedorn, and this is the podcast where we take a famous quote or phrase from history or pop culture and give you most of the story behind it, minus a name and detail or two. Then we provide the rest of the story and the person or event that inspired it at the end. It's fun, fast, and always interesting. If you're a history, movie, or music buff, you'll do pretty well in this. If not, you'll learn some neat things anyway. And like all our 1001 podcasts, we'll keep it family-friendly. That's our promise. Today's 1001 History Challenge phrase is, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Many versions of this famous quote exist, going all the way back to the Bible, where, in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verse 25, Jesus states, "And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand." Stay with me for a moment while I explain the Bible legend that inspired this quote, because it's important to our story. The Jewish scribes, who considered themselves the highest authorities within the Jewish religion, had heard of the miracles that Jesus was performing, and had defined what they felt was the source of Jesus' power, not believing that it came from God. So they accused him of being the devil, whom they called Beelzebub. They said, "By the prince of demons, he is driving out the demons." Here Jesus was healing the sick, the blind, and the lame, and lately he was involved in an incident during which he cast out the demons from two really nasty hard cases, and instead of that getting him any support and respect, he had to defend himself against men who felt their own wealth and power were being challenged by an outsider. It took years to become a scribe, and this upstart wasn't going to upset their apple cart. Jesus tried to get them to reason by saying, "Satan can't cast out Satan." And of course, that bit of powerful logic only confused them and made them more angry. There's a big lesson in human nature here, and it's a situation that can apply to just about anything where people and families and political parties just can't agree. Through history, others have offered up slightly different versions of the phrase. There was St. Augustine in his Confessions, Book 8, Chapter 8, who describes his conversion experience as being a house divided against itself. Then there was Thomas Hobbes in his 1651 Leviathan, Chapter 18, who stated that a kingdom divided in itself cannot stand. Then there was Thomas Paine's 1776 Common Sense, in which he describes the composition of the English Constitution, saying, "It hath all the distinctions of a house divided against itself." And during the War of 1812, a line appeared in a letter from Abigail Adams to Mercy Otis Warren, saying, "A house divided upon itself, and upon that foundation do our enemies build their hopes of subduing us." But the seven words we recall today, "A house divided against itself cannot stand," came on June 16th in 1858 at the Illinois State Capitol at Springfield, Illinois, when America was torn over slavery and the southern states were threatening to pull away from the Union. A portion of this speech, which is called the House Divided Speech, went this way. "A house divided against itself cannot stand. I believe this government cannot endure permanently half slave and half free. I do not expect the Union to be dissolved. I do not expect the House to fall. But I do expect it will cease to be divided. It will become all one thing or all the other. Either the opponents of slavery will arrest the further spread of it and place it where the public mind shall rest in the belief that it is in the course of ultimate extinction, or its advocates will push it forward, till it shall become lawful in all the states, old as well as new, north as well as south. Your questions to answer in this history challenge is who uttered those famous words in 1858? And your bonus question, what famous debates for and against slavery took place that year? We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors. And now, your answers. The House Divided Speech was an address given by Abraham Lincoln, who later would become the President of the United States, after he had accepted the Illinois Republican Party's nomination as that state's U.S. Senator. The speech became the launching point for his unsuccessful campaign for the seat, held by Stephen A. Douglas. The campaign would climax with the famous Lincoln-Douglas debates of 1858. Thanks for joining us at the 1001 History Challenge. Are you up for the challenge? The 1001 History Challenge is a proud part of the 1001 Stories Podcast Network. Just search 1001 wherever great podcasts are found, and you're in for a ton of great stories. New shows at all five of our 1001 podcasts launch every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This is your host, John Hagedorn. We'll see you then. And if you enjoyed this episode, please do send us a review. Thank you.